Autism affects people's social behaviour and communication, and may impair their ability to learn things. All this is well known. Less familiar to most, though, are the gastrointestinal problems associated with the condition. The intestines of children with autism often harbour bacteria different from those in the guts of the neurotypical. As a consequence, such people are more than three times as likely as others are to develop serious alimentary canal disorders at some point in their lives. Unfortunate though this is, the upset gut floras of autistic people are seen by some investigators as the key to the condition and to treating it. Recent research has shown that altering animals' intestinal bacteria can have dramatic effects on their nervous systems. Ameliorating autism by tinkering with the ecology of the gut might thus be a fruitful line of inquiry. A study just published in Neuron suggests that it is. In it, Mauro Costamattioli of Baylor College of Medicine in Texas and his colleagues demonstrate that introducing a particular bacterium into the guts of mice that display autistic symptoms can abolish some of those symptoms. The bug in question is Lactobacillus reuteri. It is commonly found in healthy digestive systems and helps regulate acidity levels, and it is also easily obtainable for use as a probiotic from health food shops. Dr. Costamattioli and his team first reported L. reuteri's effects on autism in 2016, after conducting experiments with obese female mice. These animals have a tendency to give birth to offspring with autistic traits familiar from people: unwillingness to socialise, repetitive behaviour, and unwillingness to communicate, in the case of mice, via ultrasonic squeaking. The researchers noted that the guts of both the obese mothers and their young were bereft of L. reuteri. They wondered what effect transplanting these bugs into the animals might have. They found, when they did so to the offspring, that the youngsters' autism-like traits vanished. That led to the latest experiments on mice that have autistic symptoms induced in four other different ways. Some were genetically edited to be autistic. Some were exposed to valproic acid, a drug used to treat bipolar disorder and migraines that is known to induce autism in fetuses. Some had their guts cleared of all bacteria, and some belonged to a strain called BTBR, individuals of which display autism-like traits that have no known cause. Martina Sgritta, one of Dr. Costamattioli's colleagues, analysed the bacteria in the guts of all these animals.